the model that I've been developing does have a way to do that, though, the theoretical model I've been putting together. And I have sort of the beginnings of a new theory as the last chapter of the book. And when you go through that model, it does actually explain how you could have teleportation in this model, including passing through solid walls.
Would you be one of the first to volunteer for a teleportation experiment if they said, the equipment's ready, doctor, we're ready to go?
I think I saw a movie called The Fly.
Yeah, and you know how that ended up.
Yeah.
Is that really possible? I mean, there have been experiments now where they've transformed particles, I think. But do you really think we'd be able to send people from point A to point B?
I don't know. I think we just have to take one step at a time and expand our knowledge and expand our understanding of how these things work, and we'll have a better answer in a few years. The model that I've developed would suggest that it might indeed be possible.
I think it probably would be as well.
Yeah, that basically we kind of live in what you might call a holographic universe, where our matter is kind of held in place by holograms in a sense, but that they're what I call four-dimensional holograms. It's a bit involved. I could go into it if there's time if you want to, but in the book and on the video also, there are plenty of graphics that show how this works, and it's easier to understand with graphics. But essentially, if you imagine that the particles, every particle that we're made of, our electrons and protons, our present-day physics just kind of pictures a particle as just sitting there. It's just the blob has some blurry contours from this probability. But at a very deep level, in this new proposal, there's actually motion, which the local motion of a local particle can couple itself to particles that are very far away. And this goes back to what I call Mach's principle early on, that the local particle is interacting nanosecond by nanosecond with every other particle in the universe. There was an old theory published in 1945 by John Archibald Wheeler and Richard Feynman, which presented the first idea about how to do this, that it allows light photons to travel backward and forward in time so that we can couple in with future matter that's very far away and also things in the distant past. And when you allow that, then the next logical conclusion is that things become coupled together and undertake very tiny synchronized motions. And these synchronized motions are what in quantum mechanics we call the frequency. And we have it built into our present theory, but we don't know why it's there. And in my model, it arises very naturally from these little oscillations that, you know, come from the couple motions. Now, one more step, and that is, once you have this coupled system, it has a certain frequency. And things that interact with each other all have to kind of be in step with each other. You could have a whole different parallel universe with a different frequency or a different phase.
Sure.
That would not interact with the first one. So you could have sets of parallel universes.
But it might with the fourth one. Right.
Well, I think what will happen is that it'll interact randomly, that there'll not be any systematic interaction from layer to layer, but you'll have little random interactions where things just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. You get little random interactions, and I believe this is the origin of the noise in quantum mechanics, the uncertainty principle, what we call the randomness. It's the interaction of these various layers of these parallel universes. But psychic phenomena or subtle energy in this model would involve coupling of these various parallel universes, so you have motions that are coupled across the layers, and that's what's a higher dimensional form from coupled motions. And what we know from paranormal experiments is that when you have a psychic phenomena going on, the level of randomness decreases, so you get more correlation, so that indicates that this whole model might well explain why we see in the consciousness experiments why the REGs become linked up around the world when many people are focusing on the same thought.
Do you think these other universes, if they're out there, look the same as ours in it, that they have galaxies and stars and planets and everything else? Or are they just empty, barren?
My guess is that, just based on how the model is put together, that they would be very similar to ours. So they might well have, you know, similar physical laws and similar types of distributions of matter. So they might well look similar to ours.
And is there a limit?
But again, George, I mean, this is the sort of the beginnings of a theory. So,
yeah, so I understand. I'm not tying you down to
right.
this by any means.
Yeah.
But a lot of scientists and physicists are beginning to think that there could be parallel universes, something we never would have heard about 20 years ago.
Right, exactly. And one other aspect of it is that in this picture, the distant matter that we see when we look out of the night sky acts like a hologram, if you like, so that waves that come from every one of us, every particle that makes us up, kind of radiates out, interacts with the distant matter, and then radiates back and creates and sort of sustains and holds in place the various forms of matter that we're familiar with. So it's like a holographic picture. But we know in holography that if you want to cause something to move, to shift, all you have to do is sort of shift the hologram by a small amount. So that in this picture, it allows teleportation and maybe even sort of hyperdrive, hyperjumps, all kinds of things that we see in these anomalous areas of science.